What's good? What's good? I am back. Paul Pickett Podcast. Busy day. Just did the Promo Palace LLC Vlog 46 earlier. Why internet radio was so overrated. Second time live on TikTok. So anybody that tunes in live on TikTok, hit that follow. Of course, videos pre-recorded for YouTube, Facebook, Instagram. And my audio version of my podcast, which is on Spotify, Apple, Amazon, Deezer, TuneIn, Slacker, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, and many more places. Before we get started, hit that like, subscribe, comment, follow. You know, wherever you're at, show some love. All right, first I'm going to get into last night's scores. Only four games last night for the NBA, and that was Milwaukee and Philly, and Milwaukee beat Philly. Of course, Philly is without Ben Simmons still, and Joel Embiid didn't play. They beat them, and they only beat them by 9 points, which ain't much. Utah beat Atlanta. Utah is still looking good in the regular season, but I'm not sold on Utah playoff time. Clippers are looking decent without Kawhi. They beat Portland 117-109, and of course, the standings haven't changed much. Miami 7-3, Chicago 7-3, Washington 7-3, Philly 8-4, Cleveland 7-4, and New York 7-4. That would actually be the playoff teams if it started today. Brooklyn 7-4, 2, and Toronto 6-5. A lot of good teams in the East right now. The West doesn't look so, isn't looking as great, man. I mean, because you got the Pelicans who are 1-10. Houston's 1-9, San Antonio's 3-7, Minnesota 3-6. Minnesota should have been way better this year. Carl Anthony Towns, Anthony Edwards, and Patrick Beverly, and D'Angelo Russell. I thought it would have been a lot better. Oklahoma City is 3-6. Of course, two of those wins were against the Lakers without LeBron. And then you start getting to the 10th seed, which is Portland. They're not even at 500. You know, Sacramento ain't even at 500. And, of course, you got Golden State leading the league with 9-1. Utah 8-3. Dallas 7-3. Dallas looked a little shaky the first couple games, but Dallas could easily stay at the third-best team in the regular season this year. I mean, Luka and the boys. I mean, Luka's Luka, man. Luka's clearly... If I had to say right now in the West, man, Luka might be the second best player behind Steph Curry in the West right now. He really might be. And in the East, I mean, Miami's just, they looking pretty good over there. Defense, offense, you know. So, yeah, that's that. All right, let me get to a few topics. Also, before I get started, don't forget this podcast is sponsored by Promo Palace LLC at PromoPalace.biz, the online market promotions for your product, for your brand, for your service. Check out PromoPalace.biz. If you're a dog lover, you're a cat lover, you're an animal lover, if you're an animal rights activist, you like t-shirts and hoodies with dogs and cats on them, check out NewLitter.com. That's New Litter Apparel, NewLitter.com. Also, I got a shout out, DizzleBrand.com. Check them out, DizzleBrand.com. So let's see, Ben Simmons to see the team doctor finally. Ben Simmons is starting to look like a player that's really in it for the money. He's not really in it to be a team player, to win, to be great. Because as soon as they start finding him a lot of money, then he figures, oh, I'm knocking on the door, I'll come back and I'll show face. But I'm going to use this poor excuse of why I can't play. You know, I'm like the dude I seen on Flagrant 2 the other day with Andrew Schultz. I don't got empathy for mental health in sports. Like, I really don't. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I just don't. Athletes make a ton of money. You act like, you know... They act like they didn't have to, you know, mentally go through a journey to get to the pros, and now you get to the pros and you're such mentally weak. Ben Simmons is used, it's all excuses. It's all part of the plan. Him and his team sat down, they come up with this plan, you know, since the Sixers start firing him again, he's like, oh, now I'll go to the team doctor, you know what I'm saying? But ain't nothing wrong with him. The only problem with Ben Simmons is he can't face the Philly fans. So people that's sitting there using this as a crutch, like, oh, I feel sorry for Ben Simmons. He has a mental health issue. Yeah, he can't face the Philly fans when they start pouring it on him because, you know, I mean, he didn't show up. He failed, you know. He shit his pants. He shot his pants in the playoffs against the Atlanta Hawks, who don't even look too good right now. You know what I'm saying? So Ben Simmons was the number one overall pick, man. Stop it, man. Mental health. It's just an excuse. It's a crutch, you know, to try to, you know, get traded, get out of the Sixers. But the Sixers ain't the standing pat. They ain't buying it. Like, I ain't buying it. And I'm pretty sure the mental health expert doctor they went to go see ain't buying it either. He just ain't, he's scared to face the fans. I ain't trying to hear that as a mental health issue, man. If you wouldn't have disappointed the fans and you wouldn't have passed up a wide open dunk in the playoffs. If you'd have not been so scared to shoot the ball or go to the basket because you're scared to get fouled, then the fans wouldn't be on you. And that's part of sports. If you don't want fans booing you, then guess what? Don't play professional sports, man. Mental health issues, man. You know what I think about Ben Simmons saying he got mental health issues? It's lies. It's all horse shit. It's bogus. It's make-believe fairy tales, made-up imaginary BS that him and Clutch Sports came up with to try to maneuver the trade. That's all. All right. Let me get into this Joker suspended and Markieff Morris gets fined. If you're a basketball fan, you already seen the footage. Markieff Morris took a dirty shot. And Jokic retaliated. See, this is the double standard of society, politics, sports. You know, there's a thing called an eye for an eye. You fight fire with fire. You know, you hit me with a dirty shot, I hit you with a dirty shot. That's how it works. It's called retaliation. You know, like, you got to be a straight punk and a coward to just let somebody just blatantly keep doing dirty stuff to you. And let's not forget Markieff Morris and his brother. They got a history of trying to bully people. But this is such a double standard that Jokic gets suspended, but Markieff Morris doesn't get suspended. One gets fined, and the other gets fined and suspended pretty much. Such a double standard, such hypocrisy, you know. One person takes a dirty shot. The other person takes a dirty shot. Oh, we're going to fine this guy over here. The guy who retaliated, you know, who stuck up for himself, who defended himself. This is such a double standard, man. I'm not even going to speak on this one too much because this is what I think about Jokic getting suspended and Morris only getting fined. It's such a hypocrisy, such a double standard. It's BS. All right, let me talk about this real quick. It ain't going to be a long little topic because this last little topic I'm going to get into deserves a little bit of talk time, but J.J. Redick on First Take is going to be, he's going to be phenomenal on First Take. And let me tell you, as a North Carolina Tar Heel fan, it almost hurts me to have to say that a Duke player like J.J. Redick is going to be phenomenal on First Take. And actually, J.J. Redick is one of the only NBA players that I actually grew to like that came out of Duke. Like, I used to like Kyrie when he was with the Cavs and LeBron until we started to see, like, he was selfish. You know, it was all about, he said, oh, well, you know, I want to have my own team. Then he goes to the Boston, and that ain't good enough. You know what I'm saying? It just ain't good enough because he can't carry a team like he thinks he can. He couldn't get him, Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown, and all them couldn't win, you know. Now you see what's going on with Brooklyn. I mean, he's selfish, you know. He's a selfish individual. And in a team sport, there's no room for selfish individuals. And, like, him thinking he can play part-time and only play road games, there's no room for a part-time player in pros. Do you know what they call that? Bench players. They call that a bench player. That's what a part-time player in the pros is. They call that a bench player. And Kyrie Irving sure ain't no bench player and try to ride a bench. But J.J. Redick, apparently first take, Stephen A. was talking about, had his take about Golden State being, are they favored to win? And, like, the first thing out of J.J. Redick's mouth I heard on first take was, that was an irresponsible take. Like, J.J. Redick instantly going at Stephen A. So much, sounds so much more eloquent than Max Kellerman sitting over there ranting. Max Kellerman just start ranting about a bunch of emotional stuff. Don't really think about what he's, you know, saying before he says it. He just says it. You know what I'm saying? But J.J. Redick is going to be great for first take. I'm glad that he's getting into – I figured it was going to go that route because he's got the podcast. So he's getting into sports broadcasting and debating. And him on first take is going to be great, man. It really is. And to be honest with you, if you had to pick somebody – like, because I know these sports debate shows, I noticed the theme is there's a – it's like a black-white theme going on. Maybe because Skip Bayless – first brought in Stephen A., and then after that, you know, they replaced with Max Kellerman. Even when Skip goes to Fox, he, you know, he gets Shannon Sharp. You know what I'm saying? Even Around the Horn, you know, and it used to be like that, if I'm not mistaken, on Speak for Yourself. If I'm not mistaken, it used to be Colin and Jason Whitlock at first. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, if they do want to keep the, you know, the black-white theme going on, like, J.J. Redick would be great for just a permanent debate person. Because the thing is with Stephen A. Smith now on first take, what I realize is, and I know why he got Max Kellerman off of first take, because Stephen A. Smith just loved hearing himself talk. He just loved hearing himself talk, you know. And the more I do my podcast, I mean, I can't say much about that. I can't really say much about that. The more and more I get into my podcast and get into the swing of things, it becomes easier, you know. You get used to hearing yourself talk, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, that's really why he got Max off, because he just really, because he takes up all the talk time now. He just takes up all the talk time. It's his show and his sidekick Molly and everybody else is just guests, you know what I'm saying, as far as he's concerned. So he just loves hearing him talk, self-talk, and he just, that's all it was. He just wanted to hear himself talk more and more and more and more. But J.J. Redick's going to be great. Steph Curry. Ooh, Steph Curry is clearly, without a doubt, MVP of the season right now. I know we're only 10 games in, and I'm not sold on Golden State being the favorites playoff time. I don't know that it'll beat Utah or Denver, or because Denver will probably get Jamal Murray back, or Phoenix. You know, I don't know that it'll beat Phoenix come playoff time. What, you know, I just don't know that yet. We still got to see what Clay is. I'm not really sold on their pick for last year. I can't even remember his name right now. Because he's, I'm not sold on him, what's his name, let me pull up, that's the thing, I mean, he does it, James White, James, I forgot his name, I'm just not sold on him. That's how much I'm not sold on him, because he's James Wiseman. I'm not sold on him, because he's not. I mean, Evan Mobley looks better than him. Evan Mobley is the big, is like the number one. Every year, there's only like one big man that's really the big man. I mean, you had DeAndre Ayton a few years ago, and he looks pretty legit. But James Wiseman doesn't look nowhere near like he's going to be a DeAndre Ayton. Then Evan Mobley, I mean, definitely looks way better than James Wiseman. I'm just not sold. Steph Curry is definitely MVP. Steph Curry changed the game. Steph Curry is one of the most influential basketball players and athletes in my lifetime. If I had to, let me grab my Coca-Cola and sit back and think about this for a second. Let me think about this. In my lifetime, I mean, it's been like Bill Russell, well, not my lifetime, because I wasn't around Bill Russell, but in my lifetime, if I had to think about all the basketball players that had an impact in their era, you got Bill Russell, Wilt Chamberlain, I mean, Bird, Magic, Jordan, maybe Kobe, Shaq, LeBron, Steph Curry, man. Like, what? Kevin Durant is super great, man. But something about Kevin Durant tells me he's not influential as Steph Curry. He didn't change the game like Steph. All due respect, he went to Steph Curry's team to win a championship. Steph Curry had a ring before Durant. Back-to-back MVPs, which Durant never did. I mean, Steph Curry, who, yeah, he was born in Accra, but ask him what he claims. It's like everybody in New York trying to claim Jordan. Ask Jordan what he claims. Did you see Jordan buy a New York team? Hell no. And he didn't. He played for Chicago. He bought the Hornets for a reason, because his home is North Carolina. And so is Steph Curry, man. He's a North Carolinian, man. You know, and we're very proud that North Carolina's put out two of the probably top 10 most influential basketball players of all time. Steph Curry wins one more, he definitely got to go down as top 10 all time. He wins one more ring, he's got to go top 10. One more without Durant, it's top 10 all time. I mean, Steph Curry's phenomenal. Greatest shooter of all time. Greatest shooter of all time. Taught how to shoot by one of the greatest shooters of all time, his dad, Del Curry. I mean, his dad, Del Curry, had the quickest releases ever. You know, both of his sons are legit shooters. Their dad taught them well. And hard work pays off, man. That is nothing but days and hours, days, minutes, seconds of hard work, man. Just repetition, consistently doing something over and over again. It's like in my vlogs, I try to teach these artists, man. You know, trying to get on in the music business is about consistency. You know, you got to consistently, you know, stay promoting, stay working, and consistently put out good stuff, you know. But, yeah, Steph Curry is clearly MVP. I don't know if anybody stands a chance right now. But I had to say the other MVP, who would be second MVP right now to Steph? I don't know, man. I really don't know. It don't seem like anybody's really close to him right now. I mean, Luka probably. It's probably Steph. It's probably between Steph and Luka, and that's it. Steph Curry, Luka Doncic, with Steph Curry's to lose. You know, if Golden State, I mean, all due respect, Golden State is only beat like the Pelicans and the Thunder. They beat like teams that they're supposed to beat. You know, they beat some very, very terrible teams. Once they start getting into those tougher matchups, I mean, they start playing the Clippers and the Jazz and the Suns and the Mavericks, you know, and the Bucks and Toronto and Nets and the Knicks and the Sixers and the Bulls and the Heat more. Oh, yeah, you'll see a lot more losses coming in, I think. But right now, Steph Curry's to lose. Luka Doncic, number two. I know the Bucks ain't looking too good right now. They're at 5-6. But, you know, they got a lot of injuries. They ain't even been fully healthy yet. You know what I'm saying? And Grayson Allen has actually been looking pretty good. I mean, but I don't think the Bucks will repeat just because of the loss of P.J. Tucker. But that Grayson Allen pickup has been looking good. And sixth man of the year is Tyler Herro's to lose. If I had to say right now, who's compete with Tyler Herro for sixth man of the year? I know this sounds crazy, but it's Carmelo Anthony, man. Carmelo Anthony, if Carmelo Anthony keeps doing what he's doing, yeah, he's gonna be competing with Tyler Herro for that sixth man of the year. And I would love to see that. If Carmelo Anthony gets sixth man of the year, I mean, then Lakers are probably going to be looking good and rolling once LeBron gets healthy. That's all we would. We just need LeBron to get healthy. Westbrook just to get more accustomed. You got to realize Westbrook last year, Westbrook went from, he was playing in the Thunder, went to the Houston, and literally had to adjust to it. At Houston, only played 1 year at Houston, got traded to Wizards, had to go to a whole new team, figure out new teammates, new chemistry, new offense, started balling out at the end of the year, got the team in the playoffs, got traded to a whole other team. I'm telling you, by the time All-Star break, Westbrook will have his part figured out. And it's all really on Anthony Davis staying healthy and LeBron staying healthy. That's really what it's on. And Carmelo stay doing what he's doing. Lakers are clearly the favorites if that happens. You know, if LeBron is healthy, Anthony Davis is healthy, Carmelo stay fighting for sixth man a year. And I'm, without a doubt, I'm convinced Russell Westbrook will figure it out. He always does. He always does. I mean, He's got a whole new role. Now he's third. This guy went from second and third. He was second fiddle with OKC. Then he goes to Houston with James Harden, who he played with at OKC, who was third fiddle to him at OKC. And then he goes to Houston, becomes second fiddle to James Harden, who was actually third fiddle to him before. Then he goes, becomes second fiddle to Bradley Beal, you know, and now he's third fiddle to LeBron James and Anthony Davis. It's an adjustment, man. It's a sacrifice that he's willing to make. And he's definitely going to ball out way more than Kevin Love and Chris Bosh, I think, number-wise. He's going to figure it out. But Steph Curry right now, clearly MVP for right now. Luka Doncic in the wing at second. Steph Curry's to lose, depending on, you know, they start losing a lot of games. And Tyler Herro, sixth man of the year right now with Carmelo Anthony. And defensive player of the year probably I would probably say, like, Rudy Gobert and probably, like, Bam Adebayo or P.J. Tucker or something for the Heat. Probably somebody from Miami Heat or Rudy Gobert. You know, but yeah, Steph Curry, man, big ups to him right now, balling out. Steph Curry doing Steph Curry things. And that's the thing, like, when you're the greatest shooter ever, it's going to open up so many other things, so many other things. And then his teammates are actually contributing a lot more than they did last year. We get a lot more, like Jordan Poole and all these other dudes. A lot more out of them. Well, I want to thank y'all for tuning in. Tomorrow we're going to do another vlog on a Promo Palace LLC vlog, which will be vlog 47. Be on the lookout for that. And I'll be live on TikTok, of course, again. And that'll be titled Curators versus Influencers. And, of course, all my people watching on TikTok, live on TikTok, influencers will win that fight. Influencers win the fight over curators any day in the week. Once again, I want to thank y'all for tuning in. This is Triple P, Paul Pinkett Podcast, a.k.a. The Common Sense Podcast, your source for music, sports, entertainment, politics, world events, and more. Don't forget the audio version of this podcast goes to Spotify, Apple, Amazon, Deezer, Stitcher, TuneIn, Player FM, Podcast, Addict, Podchaser, and more. Also, this podcast is sponsored by Promo Palace LLC at promopalace.biz, the online marketing promotions for your music, your brand, or your product, or your service. Check out promopalace.biz. If you're a dog lover, cat lover, animal rights activist, you like t-shirts, hoodies, even sneakers with dogs and cats on them, check out New Litter Apparel at newlitter.com. We also got apparel for your dogs to wear, like dog bandanas. And hopefully we got cat apparel coming soon. Also, I got to give shouts out to the Dizzle brand. Check them out, dizzlebrand.com. Of course, got my bottle of Dizzle right here. Three more bottles on the way. Got the new Dizzle. We got new logos on the new Dizzle bottles and whatnot. So got Dizzle coming on the way. Check them out. Dizzlebrand.com. Got a bunch of recipes on there where you can make your own drinks at home and a bunch of recipes for any bars or clubs that pick up the Dizzle. Dizzle is also available in about a dozen spots in California. And we got an online order link, which I'm going to start adding to all my podcasts, as well as the merchandise link for new letters in the description. Once again, I want to thank you all for tuning in. I'm your host, the one and only Paul Pickett, host of the Paul Pickett Podcast. If you're on TikTok, hit that follow. I will follow back. If you're on YouTube, hit that subscribe. Facebook, hit that like. And Instagram, hit the follow and follow everywhere else. Thank you for tuning in. Peace, and I'm out.